Jackson. Hawk, are you crazy as hell? Michael Scott is very funny, but make no mistake, The Office would not be half the show it was without Dwight Schrute. I don't disagree. That's what makes The Office so great. There are a number of characters, and they're all funny. They're all great. Like, you can't, you are so hard-pressed to find a show that has that many characters, and they're not just tertiary. They have main story arcs. You'd be hard-pressed to find a show like The Office that has that many characters, that is that good, without a single bad character. Except for D'Angelo Vickers.
Goodness gracious.
I want to talk to Ryan and Casey at Funky Buddha. I want them to make a D'Angelo Vickers sucks beer. There's got to be. I want to create a D'Angelo Vickers beer with Funky Buddha.
It usually goes the other way with Funky Buddha, right? Like a Dwight Schrute ale or something.
Right.
You don't usually go.
D'Angelo Vickers has to taste terrible, and they don't normally make stuff that tastes terrible. But we're gonna have to. We're gonna have to go think outside the box on this one.
Okay.
D'Angelo
Vickers,
ridiculous. All right, let's start out the 3 o'clock hour here with headlines. And Alejandro Solana, because there is a lot to get to. Donovan Campbell is going to join us this hour. We always like when Donovan stops on by. So here is Solana with headlines.
We're looking forward to game two tomorrow between the Panthers and Lightning. Tough 5-4 loss yesterday at the BB&T Center. Tomorrow, game two, 8 p.m. No Sam Bennett for the Panthers. He has been suspended by the NHL for boarding a Tampa Bay Lightning player yesterday.
Yeah, it was a pretty harsh boarding penalty. I mean, it was legit, but I mean, in all honesty, there were so many missed Panthers calls right in front of the ref that who was the ref last night? D'Angelo Vickers?
He's been heavily criticized. I don't know if it was D'Angelo, but people down there don't like this ref.
Somebody texts in, Robert California sucks too. You, sir, are banned from this show for 1 week. Robert California is one of the greatest television characters in the history of television characters, and I'm not even being hyperbolic by saying that.
His name is very lame, to be honest.
Wait till you get to the twist on that. What makes it so brilliant.
It's just weird, Crowder, because, like, Robert California, he's a good character. Once you find out why they needed a new character, he's a good character. But Hawk has, like, this obsession with, like, the 14th best character on the show who's only on the show for one season. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
That's how good he is.
I would guess he has a little butt wipe in him, and he's sarcastic. And
you just can't put your finger on him. He is a loose cannon. He is, you know, completely not PC. It's as well written a character, and it's played so perfectly by James Spader. Like, it just
think about how he gets under people's skin.
I understand. I understand. I relate.
I think you're looking in the mirror a little bit with Robert California.
Let me tell you something. Robert California's swan song. I tweeted this the other night. I think my favorite episode of The Office ever is Robert California's pool party. My favorite episode of The Office ever is an episode without Michael Scott and with Robert California. What do you think about that, people?
It wasn't even that funny. Like, it was good. It was a good episode. It's not even memorable.
What?
It's not even a memorable. I'm not even saying that to troll you.
I love
The Office, and I like Robert California. Good character, good storyline, good plot. It made sense. That episode was like, whatever. It wasn't even that
Robert
good of an episode.
California's pool party? Are we talking about the same pool party?
Same pool party.
Are we talking about the same pool party?
It's a 305.
Dale.
Saved
by the 305 alarm. I am going to throw a pool party like that for our show before our career is over. Steven, does Steven watch The Office? Is Steven there? Do you watch The Office, Steven?
Not religiously. I like catch it every now and then on Comedy Central, though.
All right, so you don't know like all the characters and all the... ins and outs?
Nah, not really.
All right. Wait till you get to my pool party, Stephen. We are going to have a time. All right. We're going to get sidetracked here. Let's do headlines with Alejandro Solana because Donovan Campbell is coming up.
The Heat, they're going to play the Milwaukee Bucks in the first round of the NBA playoffs. They finish as the sixth seed in the Eastern Conference. Milwaukee finished as the three seed in the East. That series will begin later this weekend.
Talk about it. All right. So it's Bucks and Heat. I told you you had dropped off in the first segment today, Crowder. The odds from betonline.ag for the Heat-Bucks series. The Bucks are minus 325 favorites.
Woo.
Heat are plus 270 underdogs.
Let's go Heat.
Yeah, I mean, I was saying to Solana, I think I got to put money on the Heat. Just, I mean, we've got a little bit of a track record on these two teams meeting, and that's a very rich offering, plus 270.
But is it last year again? Because if I remember correctly, we were the underdog in all the series last year, too.
That's what Solana was saying, that you probably, if you go back and look at it, it's probably the same. So I don't know. But I do have some trepidation about playing the Bucks in the first round. I do have some trepidation, but plus 270 just seems like too rich an offering to pass up. But that's a heavy, heavy favorite. The Knicks are even with the Hawks. They're both minus 110. So that's looking like an even series, according to Bet Online. Clippers-Mavericks. Clippers are a minus 400 favorite. And Nuggets Trailblazers. Nuggets are minus 135. Blazers plus 115. I like Blazers plus 115 there.
Wow.
I think there's
some
value there.
You think Dame's going to carry him past the Nuggets?
Man,
well, they're missing. Murray.
Jamal Murray's
out.
Just talent rich, man. I like the Blazers plus 115 there, and I like the Heat plus 270. What do you think about the Knicks-Hawks series, Solana? I know a lot of people down here talking about Knicks basketball. I feel like the Knicks get past the Hawks.
That's one of those series that's going to go seven, and it truly is a toss-up. The Hawks, after they promoted Nate McMillan to head coach, they've been one of the better teams in the Eastern Conference, but the Knicks have been pretty good all season long. It pains me to say that. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I don't know which way to how I feel about that series. That's a toss-up. Either team isn't making it past the first round anyways, let's be honest.
I hope you're right.
But don't the Knicks have a better roster than them with Julius Randle, J.R. Barrett, Derrick Rose? Isn't their roster a little better?
I think so. R.J. Barrett.
I mean, R.J. Barrett. I loved him coming out of college. I don't even know the kid's name.
I was thinking, does he go on the Mount Rushmore of J.R.'s? And then I'm like, well, no, wait, he can't. It's R.J. All right, what else you got, Solana?
The play-in tournament begins tomorrow. The East teams will go first. 9 and 10 seeds, Pacers, Hornets. That's at 6:30 p.m. tomorrow on NBA TV. Celtics, Wizards, the 7-8. It's at 9 p.m. tomorrow. Wednesday, you'll get Lakers, Warriors, and Grizzlies, Spurs. Los Marlins, yesterday, they beat the Dodgers 3-2. They avoid a sweep. In L.A., they're off today. They'll be in Philly for a three-game series tomorrow. They also unveiled their new City Connect uniforms. I think we're all here unanimous thumbs up on the City Connect jersey.
Yes, yes.
Inter Miami almost blew it yesterday, but they beat Cincy FC, 3-2, with a late goal from Gonzalo Higuain. Pipita.
Some of the text. Robert California was tremendous. Whoever doesn't like him is bad at life. Another text, Robert California will mind bleep you. He will. He will mind bleep you.
I don't want to be mind bleeped.
OMG, that pool party episode was straight creepy. Yep. That's what I loved about it. Would you prefer a nature metaphor or a sexual metaphor? A great line from Robert California. I'd like to give that to Don Bailey Jr. I'd like to do one game where we just give DBJ all Robert California lines.
It makes no sense. I mean, the show is not about Robert California. It's about Michael Scott.
It should have been. Should have been.
I can't help, guys. Should I start with the pool party episode?
Oh, yes.
Okay. I'll do that.
You're ruining The Office for me.
Somebody says, not even close to the best episode. The best episode of The Office is the CPR episode. Excellent episode. Remember that one, Solana?
I do. I do remember that one.
Staying alive. All right. Anything else, Solana?
A new study in Japan found humans might be able to breathe through their butt.
So it's funny that you mentioned that story. I texted that to my wife and son over the weekend. It was a New York Post story. I'm going to tell you what the headline is. Scientists develop method allowing lab animals to breathe from their rectum. And I sent that to my wife and kid. My son responded, nice, sign me up. And my wife responded, no. I didn't click on the story. I just loved the headline.
I hate for you to burp afterwards, because goodness gracious.
Somebody suggested via Twitter that you don't want to develop asthma.
Hey, I like
Come on. Come on.
You know, I'm just not a scientist, just no large intestine, small intestine, stomach, fluids in there. I doubt this. I doubt this whole story. I'm sorry.
If you do develop asthma, they'll just have to create an albuterol inhaler.
Hey, very specific asthma humor.
The asthma community is huge, though. I found that out over life.
That's true. Yeah, it's a big community.
Everybody, Gary gets asthma, yeah, because it's all psychological anyway. We know that.
Stop.
Oh, I'm scared. My lungs are closing. Get out of here. Breathe. Breathe. Y'all seen Panic Room? Never mind.
Almost made me
spit out my coffee. Little girl just had to breathe.
Go ahead, Solana.
Your weather from the Debesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. Right now in South Florida, mostly cloudy, 82 degrees right now, which is truly shocking. I'm telling you, I woke up this morning and it felt like it was 150 degrees outside. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the mid-50s. Humidity is at 55%. That is your weather.
All right, very good. We're going to take a break here. Donovan Campbell always brings it strong when he joins us on the show, and he's going to do so next. Donovan Campbell from WSVN 7 next here on Hockman & Crowder.
This is the Hock & Crowder Show.
And all the snorkeling that...
Hock & Crowder.
Got to bring in Donovan Campbell with something strong. But Solana made the mistake before. What'd you play that set him off before, Solana?
Oh, I don't remember what it was. But
Madonna or something.
I think it was a rap song. It just something that Donovan wasn't feeling.
Yeah.
It wasn't a rap song. You brought him on with Dixie Chicks or Taylor Swift or something.
Yeah, I think it was Madonna. This is more appropriate for Donovan Campbell. Yeah. This more appropriate. Go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Donovan Campbell, sports anchor and reporter at WSVN 7 here in Miami. He's a friend of the show. He's the best-dressed media member in all of South Florida, and he's joining us now. Hello, Donovan.
What's going on, boys? How you doing?
Were you feeling that?
Yeah, that was good. You can't go wrong with Lil Wayne. What you guys did bring me on the first time, well, not the first time, but the time that I complained, it was DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
That's right. I mean, even listen to the way Donovan's talking to you right now, Solana. He talks to you with some power and authority. And you brought him on with, you know, Nightmare on My Street or Parents Just Don't Understand or something. It wasn't
nursery rhymes, bro. Come on, man. No nursery rhymes. My kids are 7 and 4. They don't even listen to that.
Where I grew up, Donovan, the Fresh Prince was as hard as it got. You have to understand.
Where'd you grow up? In Sheboygan, Wisconsin? What are you talking about?
He looked at the Fresh Prince like Suge Knight.
Yeah, I'm with Solana, dude. I'm with Solana. Dude was hard. That dude was hard, man. Had a rough life. Father came back to see him. all of a sudden bailed on him again before the 30-minute episode was up.
Oh, man.
West Philadelphia, born and raised, Donovan.
West Philadelphia, born and raised. All right, let's start. I want to talk a little Heat. I want to go around the world with Donovan Campbell here. I want to start with the Heat, though, because they're going to play the Milwaukee Bucks in round one of the playoffs. And Crowder and I, we've talked about it today. Like, they had no problem with them last season, but it was the bubble season. And now you've got to face them again in round one. And I have a little bit of trepidation because Giannis has to get out of round one. Has to. And Mike Budenholzer has to. So I don't know. How are you feeling about the Heat-Bucks matchup in round one?
I mean, you're always going to have to ride with your guys, but it's going to be very tough for the Miami Heat considering, like you said, Giannis has to get out of the first round. He's going to be playing with an extra chip on his shoulder, playing against the team that knocked him out of the playoffs last season. However, you know that the Miami Heat always up to a challenge. So when he brings it, Jimmy Butler's going to bring it to another level. So it should be fun. Not to mention, you can always bring UD in there to point his finger in somebody's face and give him some X's and tell them to back up. So I'm still going with my boys at the Heat.
You brought it up, DC. You brought it up. I got to ask you. Is that the most memorable moment? When me and you are at our son's baseball games in 10 years from now and we start talking about UD, what Heat moment is the most memorable for you, speaking of Udonis Haslem?
I can't wait to see UD because I want to know exactly verbatim what he said to him when he was pointing his face, because that's when I'm really going to, like, the whole 305-954 in me is going to just come out because I want to hear it. Because I know it's going to be something real crazy. Because you know South Florida has, like, their own language. I know you've been here for a while now, Crowder. You know South Florida has its own language. And UD is, like, born and bred here. So I know it was something that it was just off the cuff that we can't say on the airwaves.
But well, that moment with, you know, what, a week ago, that's your UD memory.
Man, it's so yesterday. It's, like, vivid right now. And I can't wait to talk to him about it. It was great. I mean, I just loved every bit of it.
I read lips, Donovan, and I'm pretty sure that he said to him, "You hear that new Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince? It's banging." And he said he's pointing at Dwight Howard. That's what I
White said no. That's what made him mad. The White said no.
No, right? He said Fresh Prince and Jazzy Jeff, no sir. And then yeah, Udonis lost it, man. It was like, no, not in my
house. Yeah, kind of like I lost it on Solana after that. He played that. Like, no, don't ever do that again, please.
And then we found out that you guys are FIU Panthers together, and everything was
good. Right, now we cool.
If the Heat get past the Bucks, then they'll have to face Brooklyn and KD and Kyrie and James Harden. This is going to be a super difficult run for the Heat to get out of the East. So the question is, Donovan, I guess, because – Milwaukee, this is not a pushover series. And then Brooklyn, that would certainly not be a pushover series. Do the Heat, in your opinion, have the magic in them again this season?
As much as I love the Miami Heat, I come on here to tell the truth. I don't think they have it this year to make another run at the finals. That's just my honest opinion. But hopefully they prove me wrong. You know, they proved me wrong before in the past. I didn't think they were going to make the finals last year. I don't think many of us did, and they did. So hopefully they prove us wrong once again.
But what's failure, Donovan? What would you consider failure if they get blown out by Milwaukee, a gentleman sweep, or swept by Milwaukee? Or what if they go to the second round and get, you know, swept by the Nets? Like, if you say the Heat failed, this season's a failure, what would that look like?
No one expected them to be in the position that they were in last year. I mean, too many people expect them to beat the Bucks this year, and I don't think too many people expect them to beat the Nets in the next round if they get past this series. So anything they do, they're playing with house money, in my opinion. No one should be really hurt if they don't succeed as they all expect when it comes to the Miami Heat. But you know how South Florida fans are. You know, I love the Canes, but they expect the Canes are going to win the national championship every year, and that's just not realistic. So I don't want people to have those unrealistic expectations going into this playoff. But, you know, like I said, the Miami Heat have proven us wrong before, and I hope they prove me wrong once again, because those are my guys, and I hope they prove me wrong.
It's a good question. Solana, you're the Heat fan Donovan is talking about there. Crowder says, what is failure? I mean, they're underdogs. They're the sixth seed. Milwaukee's the three seed. If they lose the series to Milwaukee, Solana, was the season a failure?
Yeah, it's tough to say that considering, you know, the type of season they went through, the short off season, the guys that missed time due to COVID, the record without Jimmy Butler compared to the record with Jimmy Butler. But I think it is a failure because you're the defending Eastern Conference champions. Everybody else had to go through the same thing. And you failed in the regular season to put yourself in a position to not have to play one of these top three teams in the East in the first round of the playoffs. So, yeah, I think it would be a failure.
All right, that's fair. I mean, I think probably most Heat fans – I think most Heat fans would agree with Solana there, right? That if they can't get past Milwaukee in the first round, the season's a failure. In fact, I'll ask you about the Panthers then, Donovan. Donovan Campbell from WSVN7. If the Panthers, who are now down 1-0 to the Lightning, if they can't get past Tampa in the first round, was the season a failure?
100%. I'm all in on the Cats. I think they have what it takes right now to make a strong Stanley Cup run. I would be very disappointed if they did not get past Tampa. I want to see them playing Carolina, their nemesis, and handle them as well moving forward. So, yes. I favor right now, to me, the Cats are the hottest thing in town right now, in my opinion.
And Big Dog, what do you sit on the goalies? We argue about this. We've been arguing about this for months now because Bob and Drieger and they, you know, and Knight started getting some playing. Where do you fall about the goalies? Should you switch goalies in and play the hot hand? Because I know Tampa has their goalie, their all-world goalie, and he's going to play every game all day, and he won a Stanley Cup last year. How do you feel about the goalie roulette that we play with the Panthers?
It's tough. I mean, you're paying Bob all this money, and we know that Drieger is probably not going to be here next season. Do you put him on display? It really doesn't matter at this point to put him on display because you didn't trade him during the deadline. I mean, did Bob really have an awful game yesterday, or were you put in a lot of bad, you know, positions last night? I looked at it. I watched the entire game. That's when I really watched playoff hockey. And I don't think he played that bad. I think Bobrovsky did a heck of a job in that series. I think his defense failed him a few times, and a lot of times, you know, he was trying to kill. It was a penalty kill most of the situation. And Kucherov, we already know what he can do. He's a beast. And him coming back and them just holding him out the entire regular season and making him come back fresh, he looked fresh. He looked fresh than everybody else on the ice for his two goals. So I think Bob's doing okay, but Drieger, man, it is hard to keep him on that bench. It is hard. But Bob didn't do anything to lose it. And since he's your guy that you're paying, you got to keep him in there at least for one more. Hopefully it's not too late and they can even this thing up going back to Tampa.
That's the thing that scares me, though. I get you where you say stick with Bobrovsky, but, man, I feel like if you end up going down 0-2, it might be too late to then switch it up with Drieger. I would go to him for tomorrow night. I was laughing, too, when you mentioned Kucherov. Like, the whole rest versus rust argument got thrown out the window last night. That dude missed the entire season.
He shut that down.
Came out there and skated circles around them. Like maybe he doesn't need to play the regular season. I think I know what the answer is to this, Donovan. But who do you think has a better chance of going further in the playoffs, the Heat or the Panthers?
I mean, as of right now, the Cats. But then again, they're down 0-1, and I didn't think the Heat were going to do what they did last year, and they did it. So, you know, I'm going to go with the Cats to answer that question. But once again, the Heat have done so many times, proven so many people wrong in the past. When their back's against the wall, they seem like to back out of it like they're getting jumped by 10 men in a playground. So they're doing their thing.
Hey, Donovan, let me ask you this, man, because I'm kind of out of the conversation today because I've never seen an episode of The Office. And Solana and Hawk love The Office. Is this a racial thing? Have you seen The Office? I'm starting to lean towards this is just something that black people don't watch.
I'm not a religious Office fan. I have seen many episodes of The Office, and I think I caught on to The Office kind of late because the whole "that's what she said" thing, and that was where it like kind of originated from. So I kind of wanted to see where that came from. And it was pretty funny when I started peeking out the, you know, so I have seen some episodes and I try to be, you know, open-minded with all kinds of shows. I never try to make it a black or white thing. I always try to make, you know, give a show a chance and feel it out. And The Office was pretty good. It was the same thing with Friends and Seinfeld. You know, I didn't jump on that bandwagon at first, but I'm like, yo, this thing kind of funny. So I kind of jumped on it later.
Crowd is very divisive. Crowd is very divisive. He sees the world in black and white. Yeah,
I don't. I see it in relatability, Donovan. And those Friends commercials, Seinfeld. You're not walking in my unlocked door any time of the day you want to, Kramer. There's no chance you're just going to walk in my door and start dancing. I'll shoot
you. That's Brumman. Brumman from the fifth floor walked in anytime he wanted to.
He got you there. He got you there. He got you there.
At least he had to climb down the fire escape. But their front door was open, Donovan. At least Brumman had to climb down the fire escape. At least he had to do some work.
All right. I'm going to ask you one then, Donovan, because we talked about this all last week. Have you ever seen the movie Step Brothers with Will Ferrell?
Yes.
And?
It's all right. Nothing great.
Right. It's terrible. Yes. Okay. Donovan's my man.
Nothing great.
Donovan's my man.
Nothing great.
I never thought you'd have Donovan on Step Brothers.
Yeah. It's that, there's nothing funny
stands
there.
Out.
Donovan.
Right.
Yeah. Boats and Hoes?
Give me.
No.
Nah, man. Give me Ferris Bueller. Give me the first 48 hours. Like, nah, man. There's so many better boats.
There you go. Right. Donovan's my dude, man. Donovan's my dude. You want to get into radio, Donovan? I think Crowder's had enough of this.
I don't know. I don't think Crowder giving up those checks.
Me and Donovan, you tight. He know about them checks. He know I like them checks.
You do know.
Yeah, my dog ain't giving up those checks. Yeah.
We say a gut punch. That's the gut punch you know with me. Boom. Oh, check. Yeah. I love it.
Donovan Campbell, watch him on WSVN 7. Thanks for making time for us, Donovan. We always have fun talking to you, man.
Anytime, boys. My pleasure.
There you go, Donovan Campbell. I love that. That's great. Ferris Bueller or 48 Hours. See, he's preaching the gospel. That's Step Brothers. What a bunch of garbage.
It's surprising. I thought Donovan would be all with us. He was on your side. That's surprising.
I actually asked my son if he wanted to watch Step Brothers this weekend because he had never seen it. And life in the Hockman house. The whole weekend, I'm railing about D'Angelo Vickers. It's what I do. I'm like a crazy man outside the 7-Eleven. So I'm railing all weekend about D'Angelo Vickers. It's what I do. And my son, who loves The Office and is forced to watch it a million times because it's always on every TV in my house, he's like, now what else has that dude been in? Because he hasn't seen a lot of Will Ferrell movies. It's nothing that appeals to him. And I said, he was in Anchorman. And I said, you ever see Step Brothers? And he goes, no, my friends love it, though. And I said, let's watch it this weekend. He said, okay. And then a couple times I asked him, you want to watch Step Brothers? And he said, no. So I was even going to watch it a second time this weekend just to see if I was missing something. Or if I watched it with a 17-year-old, maybe I'd watch it through younger eyes.
Because you didn't put the pressure on him. He's seen Uncut Gems, hasn't he?
Yes.
Because you put the pressure on him to see Uncut Gems.
I did.
You just walked past randomly on Saturday at 2. Hey DJ, you want to watch Step Brothers? Okay, no problem. Don't worry about it. See, I know how you do, Hawk. I know you.
All right, let's take a break here. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You think you tough?
Hawk and Crowder.
You know who this is, Crowder?
Toys R Us band.
Crank it up, Solana.
Damn little Sony piano they're playing. What's going on, man?
Go synthesizer.
I like little Chaz's toys. It really does.
Crank it up, Solana. See if he can figure out who this is right here.
Prince.
That's Prince.
I can tell by the voice. You're right.
Yeah. Once you start listening to the voice, you can tell. There's a tweet. Steven Wino. He's the hockey writer for the AP. Covers the NHL. Covers the Washington Capitals. He tweets out the Oilers goaltender, Mike Smith. Edmonton Oilers goaltender, Mike Smith, said the Lightning-Panthers game last night was one of the best hockey games he's ever seen on TV. And then Steven Wino tweets, I don't think he's alone in that terrific entertainment. And I'm telling you, these Panthers Lightning games have been so ridiculously good that it's why I need the Panthers to win so badly tomorrow, because this city, this region, South Florida, is right now just on the cusp, I think, of going Panthers crazy. You know, Donovan Campbell was just saying it in the last segment, right? That he's just in on the Panthers. He loves it. He's in on the Panthers. When's the last time you, me, and Solana have bought tickets to a sporting event?
Never. Together?
Right? Hey, well, when's the last time you bought tickets to a sporting event?
High school?
I'm not even kidding you, right?
Yeah, so, no,
I mean, it's one of the benefits of the job that we work in, right? Yes. I mean, I don't buy sporting tickets for the most part. Like, Solana, you have heat season tickets, I guess, so you do buy tickets. But we all bought tickets for tomorrow's Panthers game. Like, this...
Happily.
This happily... Happily.
Yes. you hit us and said, hey, man, I got three close. Well, buy them. I'll sell you whatever you need. Yep. Let me go. Yeah, we were gung-ho.
This region, South Florida, is being gifted right now a really talented Panthers team and an unbelievably entertaining rivalry with the Tampa Bay Lightning. The last two games of the regular season were so much fun. The Saturday night game was the most fun I've ever had at a hockey game in my life. I'm talking about going to Blackhawks games when I was a kid growing up in Chicago. And last night's game, to have that kind of reaction from an NHL goalie, right, to say that's the most entertaining game I've ever watched on TV, like the Panthers, they need to advance out of the first round. If they do, the Panthers and the Heat are in fairly similar situations. Unbelievably difficult first and second round matchups. Panthers get Tampa, and then if they get past Tampa, they have to play Carolina, and Carolina's been a thorn in their side all season long. The Heat get Milwaukee, and you can say whatever you want about Milwaukee and Giannis and what the Heat did to them last season in the playoffs. It's still Milwaukee and Giannis. And, oh, by the way, if the Heat get past them, they get to face the Brooklyn Nets. You know?
Yes, like, it's not easy.
These are two difficult roads for both teams. But, man, this Panthers team is so damn entertaining and is really loaded with talent. Like, they did such a good job in the offseason. And then even the trade deadline acquisitions. We found out today Sam Bennett has been suspended for the boarding penalty last night. But Sam Bennett, I mean, what an unbelievable acquisition at the trade deadline. I mean, he's really turned out to be something special. So I just hope that, because what'll happen, Crowder, because people have been burned by the Panthers before. And so people that watch casually, if they go down 0-2 and end up losing to the Lightning, it's going to be, oh, Panthers did it again, great season, all of a sudden couldn't get anywhere. They need to win tomorrow. And I think Coach Q knows this, by the way, but they need to win tomorrow. And this series, they need to figure out a way past Tampa, because it will just light the hockey market on fire down here.
When I got down here, before I even radio anything, I'm talking about 05, Hawk, drafted in 05. I heard about the year of the rat. That was 96.
Yeah.
That was 9 years before I even got down here, and I'm still hearing about the year of the rat, them throwing the rats and all that stuff. We're still talking about that. So when you do have success down here hockey-wise, it could last 30 years. They didn't even win the Stanley Cup that year, but they just had that much success. So I'm with you. This team's special. It's well-coached. I don't want to forget about the year of the rat. I just want a new memory. I just want my kids to be alive, and I can tell them about something that happened since they've been living and not trying to bring back 96 again.
Yep. No, this could be that season. That's how talented they are. This could be that season. Couple of texts that are coming in. Where are you guys sitting? I wouldn't mind buying a round for you guys. Well, you'll find us at the Funky Buddha Tap Room. It's right across from Pantherland. Just meet us there in between periods. Buy us whatever you want. When you say buy us a round, I'd prefer a jersey. Can you buy me a jersey inside Pantherland, Texter? Somebody says, nah, Jack. Nah, Jack. Salandria better not be going to the Panthers game since the mustard yellow baby crap Heat uniform fiasco. He is shadow banned. Solana, are you buying into that? Are you shadow banned for the Panthers playoff games?
I'm 2-0 at the BB&T Center this year. I'm 4-0.
Oh, good point.
at the BB&T Center going back 9 years. So I don't want to hear from you, Texter.
And the last game Solana and I went to was several weeks ago, and it was when Barkov hit that overtime game winner, right?
Overtime game winner, Hawk. That's right. That's right.
Talk about it. Talk about it. Okay. Somebody text in Crowder, I will trade 300 new suits for one Panthers playoff ticket, and I'll throw in an apple juice, too.
From Jordan Dragic? 400 suits for the price of one pair of undies?
So, Solana, it's tough, right? The playoff scenarios that I just laid out there. The Panthers have to get past Tampa, and then they would have to get past Carolina. The Heat have to get past Milwaukee, and then they'd have to get past Brooklyn. Who has the tougher road, Solana?
It's the Heat. I mean, Brooklyn.
Yeah, because of Brooklyn.
Right. Brooklyn may be the truly like the greatest superstar team ever put together in the NBA. I mean, obviously the jury's still out, and we have to see if they're able to get some championships together. But Durant, James Harden, Kyrie, getting through them is definitely the tougher of the two roads.
Yeah, what do you think, Crowder? I mean, Carolina, we know, has been tough on the Panthers all season long, but do the Heat have a tougher road?
Yeah, I'm with Solana. Yeah. And like you're saying, Carolina's hell, and it's crazy that we're all in the same division. Carolina, Tampa, the Panthers. Like, this division is stupid. But just speaking of the rougher path, yeah, I don't know, Solana. They're better than the Boston Big Three. They're better than the Heat Big Three.
Oh,
there's a lot of Big Threes out there. You're talking about they're one of the best Big Threes in NBA history, but they are a tough team.
No, I'm not saying they're better than any of those given teams. I'm talking about just purely from a talent standpoint and where each of those players were in their respective careers. The fact that James Harden got traded to Brooklyn, Kyrie and Durant put together on a team, and then you add James Harden. Like, those three players, where they're at in their careers, you could argue it's the most talented super team ever put together, considering how great each of those players were when they got together.
Yeah. Well okay, to further answer your question, Hawk, I'll ask you a question. Will the 2021 Lightning or the 2021 Hurricanes ever be spoken about as one of the best rosters in NHL history? Because that's what Solana's getting after with the Nets.
Well, I will tell you that the Lightning, if they were to go all the way again and win the Stanley Cup again, you're going to have that conversation with them. I mean, Stamkos and Kucherov and Vasilevsky, like, you've got legit talent there. So it's possible. Like, Tampa is super, super tough. Super tough. I don't think I buy what Solana is saying, though. I think the Heat were a better big three. I think the three players on the Heat were more in their prime than what you see for Brooklyn.
Was Chris Bosh as big as any of these three guys?
You're talking about the Hall of Famer?
Yeah, but I mean, Durant, Harden, and Kyrie. I'm not trying to – it's not an indictment on Chris Bosh. The big three –
I feel like it is.
No, the Heat big three, when it came together, was the biggest big three ever put together. I think just from a stardom standpoint, how big James Harden is to the NBA, how big Kevin Durant and how big – Kyrie Irving is to the NBA, like this big three, bigger than any.
He hit
Kyrie, arguably one of the biggest shots ever in the NBA Finals, Game 7, to beat the greatest regular season team ever.
Chris Bosh had one of the biggest rebounds ever in the NBA Finals.
I mean, this isn't an indictment. You're making it an indictment on Chris Bosh. Like, it's not.
Well, no, but I'm just saying, if you go talent for talent, like, I would put Kyrie on Chris Bosh's level. Kyrie never able to do anything alone. Chris Bosh wasn't able to do anything alone, right? Kyrie had chances, and Chris Bosh had chances in Toronto, right?
But Chris Bosh, prior to getting to the Miami Heat, hadn't won anything significant. Kyrie Irving, you're right, couldn't do anything alone, but when paired up with LeBron James, at the biggest moment, on the biggest stage, hit one of the biggest shots ever in the history of basketball.
No, I understand that, but I'm saying when he had an opportunity to lead a team by himself, the way Bosh did in Toronto, he was unable to do so. So
twice.
I would put them on the same level.
I wouldn't, and maybe basketball-wise you could, but stardom-wise, how big they are outside of the game, Kyrie is way bigger when he got to Brooklyn than Chris Bosh was when he got to Miami. Chris Bosh, he was a star, maybe on the cusp of being a superstar, but was never going to do it by himself. You're right. But not many people outside of the NBA knew Chris Bosh. Kyrie Irving is a superstar.
I think you're overestimating what Kyrie is.
I think you're underestimating to young people what Kyrie Irving is. Like, he truly is outside even of the United States. He's one of the biggest faces of the NBA.
Oh, stop it.
No, he's crazy. Stop it. Let's go person for person. KD is LeBron. If we're going Heat Big 3 versus Nets, KD and LeBron.
And they're equal. I think they're LeBron equal. Probably edges him.
He does. Everybody knows he does. Yeah. We've seen him do it. He's edged him on the court and off the court. If Zolano wants to talk about fame, KD's famous. LeBron is known in every household in the world. So we go to the two spot. That's James Harden and Dwayne Wade. Where do y'all go there? Because I would say Wade has James
Harden. I go Wade.
Oh, it's not even close. Wait, but I'm not talking about – I'm not saying that this Big 3 would beat the Miami Heat's Big 3. I'm looking at it not from a who's going to win head-to-head on the court. I'm looking at it more from just where they're at in their careers, their stardom off the court, what they mean to the league.
I think you're caught in the moment right now, Solana.
Yeah, Solana.
And I don't know what you're
stardom.
Doing with Kyrie. I don't know what you're doing with Kyrie Irving.
Let me finish. I'm with you right here. Let me finish, Solana. So LeBron is more famous. Stardom. LeBron has more stardom than KD. Correct.
Absolutely. No doubt.
Dwayne Wade has more stardom than James Harden. Correct.
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh my goodness.
Does he? Does he?
Are you joking?
Solana, he hosts
a judge on America's Got Talent. He's on
He
TNT.
Hosts a new TV show. He has all kind of stuff. Come on, Solana.
Now, but you're talking about Dwayne Wade now. But Dwayne Wade in 2010, after the Heat were first round exits two straight years, a lot of people were out on Dwayne Wade. A lot of people didn't think Dwayne Wade was still the player he was in 2006.
Had no success.
In Oklahoma City, James Harden was the snaggletooth third guy with the big beard came off the bench and tried to do something.
He didn't do anything in Houston.
He's not considered a great winner, but James Harden is considered arguably, if not one, the second best scorer in NBA history.
This is what's happening here. Ryan, one of the founders of Funky Buddha, has texted, this has to be from his bag of bits. And now I'm seeing on the text machine here a whole bunch of, is Solana doing one of his bits here? This can't, Solana, you're on drugs. Sorry, buddy. I don't know what you're doing with Kyrie Irving. We got to take a break because we're running long. But I don't know what you're doing with Kyrie Irving. I'm being honest with you.
Marc Gasol's a Hall of Famer. Marc Gasol's a Hall of Famer. You guys don't want to admit it. You know,
got me hot. Yeah, boy, I fell for it. Play the fishing sound. You hooked me.
I mean, the thought that Kyrie Irving is a star outside of basketball fans
is so mind-numbing. You guys are downplaying how big Kyrie Irving is, a star outside of basketball. His shoes, arguably, other than Jordan and Kobe, is the most popular shoe Nike sells right now. The most popular, not just in the U.S.,
so
worldwide.
In front of LeBron.
Other than LeBron. I forgot about LeBron.
Okay, so Kobe, Jordan, and LeBron. Let's keep going. I'll make a list during
the
break.
Okay, the three biggest faces of the NBA ever.
It doesn't make sense, but who do you think is buying his shoes? Librarians?
Everybody, every hooper, I'm going to drop a hooper on you. Every hooper has Kyrie's.
The Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs are open safely for your entertainment. Cheetah Pompano is the perfect location. They're central to everything in South Florida. Your South Florida entertainment spot, where you can also be safe. Masks are required, and there's multiple hand sanitizing stations. So make Cheetah Pompano Beach your free lunch hotspot. Why would you pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? You can enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free daily, 11:30 until 3. And if you haven't been there yet, this is not your typical free lunch. This is a full-on kitchen with chefs. On the menu are things like wings, salads, sandwiches, not to mention daily specials like ribs, pasta carbonara, seafood pastas, and more. Grab your buddies after work. You can head on over to any Cheetah Club, Pompano Beach, Hallandale Beach, West Palm Beach. They'll take care of you for the best happy hour and entertainment in South Florida. Happy hour rolls on until 6 p.m., by the way, so you got a couple of hours to get there. Enjoy $100 bottle specials at all Cheetah Clubs, Sundays through Wednesdays. That's tonight. You can get all the details at CheetahSOFL.com. Solana's got the best out on all this stuff because we're going to go to commercial break, and if he feels like it, he's just going to say, yeah, I was doing a bit to get you guys all riled up. He's got the best out for some of his worst
days. Not a bit.
I'm going to find out during the commercial break. 4 o'clock hour is next on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I got a twerk game.
What?
I don't have the biggest booty, but I can move it.
Hawk and Crowder.